They say birds of a feather flock together, and they say you can judge a man's character by who his friends are. So doesn't it seem fair to judge a presidential candidate by who endorses him? Comparing Barack Obama's endorsements to Mitt Romney's is eye-opening. It's like comparing Darth Vader to Obi-Wan Kenobi. People who hate politics, hate election years, and hate reading about the various complicated issues because reading interferes with American Idol and watching football on TV need look no further than the cast of characters lined up in support of the current president. Obama's endorsements tell you everything you need to know. On January 29, 2002, George W. Bush gave a State of the Union address in which he coined the term Axis of Evil. At the time, according to Bush, the Axis of Evil comprised North Korea, Iran, and Iraq. Since then, of course, the leadership of Iraq has been replaced, breaking up the original Axis of Evil, yet people still use the term. So which nations are in the club now? Iran and North Korea still belong, certainly. Russia is resurgent and its ill will towards the United States reset. Venezuela is ruled by a loud-mouthed anti-American dictator running sham elections to make himself appear legitimate, like every other communist leader in history. And we should probably throw Cuba into the club because no despots have ever been more evil than the Castro family, who've kept their boots on the Cuban neck for over half a century. That's five countries in the reformulated Axis of Evil. All of them busy threatening the U.S., supporting terrorism financially and physically, and even sharing nuclear bomb technology. Here's the punchline. All five of those countries have endorsed the re-election of Barack Obama. Why is that? Meanwhile, although foreign leaders seldom endorse the challenger in a presidential election, Polish solidarity hero Lech Walesa said this to Mitt Romney in July, quote, "I wish you to be successful because this success is needed to the United States, of course, but to Europe and the rest of the world, too. Governor Romney, get your success. Be successful." Unquote. Now that's an endorsement. If you're keeping score, it's five nasty, brutish, thug-ruled countries that support terrorism coming out for Obama and the man who led Poland to freedom from the Soviet Union waxing passionate about Mitt Romney. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Candidates don't control who endorses them, and no doubt Mr. Obama wishes Hugo Chavez and the Castro family would keep their mouths shut, but we need to be asking ourselves why. Why do the bad people like Obama? We don't have to look outside our own borders. Sleazy, vulgar, profane celebrities are lined up around the block to support Obama. Eva Longoria recently tweeted this about Romney, quote, "You have to be stupid to vote for such a racist, misogynist twat," unquote. Classy, eh? And Ms. Longoria isn't just some random celebrity, she's co-chair of Obama's re-election campaign. Speaking of sleazy celebrities, the Los Angeles porn industry endorses Obama. So let's factor that into our voting decision, okay? If you like porn, vote for Obama. Not only does he have the endorsement of the porn industry, he has all the rappers on his side. Or is that redundant? On a more positive note, I guess, the president was endorsed by Honey Boo Boo this week. She's probably hoping for a White House dinner invitation. That little girl likes to eat. Romney has a few celebrity endorsements, but some of them are mock endorsements. Porn actress Jenna Jameson, for instance, pretended to endorse Mitt by saying, "He's the only person who's assumed more positions than I have." And Mitt Romney will do to all of America what I have already done to half of America. Sacha Baron Cohen gave another tongue-in-cheek endorsement by suggesting Romney will make a great dictator. As for political endorsements, Romney gets well wishes from people like Donald Trump, George W. Bush, Ross Perot, and his female lieutenant governor in Massachusetts, Carrie Healey, who points out that of the 20 top positions in Romney's administration, 10 of them were filled by women. So much for that war on women Democrats keep bleating about. Obama, by comparison, was endorsed by the Communist Party USA, the American Socialist Party, the Occupooper movement that's been protesting Wall Street for over a year now, and Charlie Crist, the sleazy political opportunist who used to be governor of Florida. Remember, you judge a man by his friends. How about the military? Current members of the military don't endorse candidates, but the Obama campaign is trumpeting endorsements by six former military officers. But if you look closely, one of those six is Wesley Clark, a former Democrat candidate for president, and another one is John Nathman, co-chair of the Obama re-election campaign. Meanwhile, Romney's been endorsed by 359 former flag officers. Flag officer means they were generals or admirals. 359 of them for Romney versus six for Obama. Again, we need to be asking ourselves why. Hopefully that score, 359-6, reflects the way the election will go. That's today's dose of common sense.